I think you're going to need to stand up, brothers, if you don't mind. I'm trusting you, especially the leaders of the conference, to weigh what I'm saying. All prophecy must be weighed to see whether we feel it's of God or not. If it is of God, we welcome it. If it is not, we reject it. Whoever is speaking it. This is what I believe the Lord would say to us, to all of us. The myriad angels in my presence serve me all the time. They do not disobey me. I send them on one errand after another into the far reaches of my universe and into this world that belongs to me. My angels worship me all the time, and when they pass my throne, they always bow down before me in deep adoration, acknowledging me as their creator. These great angels of mine are mighty. They are powerful. Through them I raise up empires, and through these great princes before me, they bring down empires. They serve me totally and completely. And yet, I do not allow them to lead my church. I look at you, my dear sons, and I say to the assembled beings before me, I have chosen them to lead my church. Now, my dear sons, I know you through and through. I know the flaws in your character. I know your faults. I know your failings. And of course, I will deal with them. I will deal strongly with you, as I conform you more and more to the image of my dear Son. But I look beyond your thoughts, and I see that which is good in you. I see the likeness of my Son upon you, and that will increase. My sons, I have made you kingly priests. I have conferred upon you the awesome dignity, privilege, and responsibility of being the guardian of my own bride. I have given to you the privilege of being commanders in my own army. I have committed you to my warfare, and I have given you awesome authority. The authority of my resurrected Son is given to you, that by it you may bring down my enemies. And when you learn to pray truly in my spirit, whenever you do that, these great angels, special battalions of angels, they come and attend you, and by your prayers they are able to go into situations and work my will in my world. By your prayers and your devotion, they are able to bring down the forces of darkness, so that I am building my church continually, and I will never stop. But I have chosen you to work together with me in this mighty work. Now, my sons, I want you to stand straight and tall in the sheer nobility of your calling. Wear your crowns. Wear the mantle of authority that I have given to you. Do not listen to the one who speaks you down. Listen to my Holy Spirit, who will always lift you up, even though he may convict you strongly. My dear sons, you must work hard in my church. You must prepare my church for the dangerous days in which you are rapidly passing. In these dangerous days, some of you will need to lay down your lives for my sake and that of the gospel. You will yet need to share one another's bread. My sons, my leaders, give me a strong and dangerous church. Give me a pure bride. Give me a clean, strong church. Give me a mighty army. I say these things to encourage you and cause you to lift up your heads and stand straight and tall. But I give you the awesome responsibility of working with me, creating a church that will remain strong in the evil day, and through which I will yet bring down the enemy. And through, oh my sons, that is not all. When you come to be with me, you will be rulers in the vast kingdom of my universe. You will rule with me. You will reign with me. You will be without frustration and without sin. Oh, my sons, think of the awesome privilege that I give to you on the earth and in the heaven, and walk tall in the sheer glory of it.